Good afternoon, Chair.
Yeah, I just walked out of the caucus. I'm sure there will be the other colleagues will be joining. Apology for that. I thought maybe let me just connect and then just check if we're getting members to link up. Good afternoon to everyone who's connected. And I'm sure we'll actually then follow through on the agenda item we have before us. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair.
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yes.
Chair, at the moment, we have only six members on the platform, Chair. So I do not know if we want to wait for the others maybe to just to log in, Chair.
Okay. Yeah, just be apology to members of the committee, because I know I've just walked out of the caucus meeting, and I'm sure there will be connection as well of those who are just out of the meeting. If you can just take a few minutes, apologies, honourable members. Secretariat, we'll take just 5 minutes and then we can start.
No problem, and, Chair.
Okay. Members, Secretariat, I'm sure we can be able to start. If you can ask that, at least we do the roll call and confirm those who are in attendance and then be able to look at the agenda. Secretariat.
Chair, we can do, we correct, Chair. We can do. I'll call the names for members who is on the platform. Ms. Mwatse, Chair.
Honorable Mwatse.
Good afternoon, Chairperson. I'm present.
Thank you. Welcome.
Chair, Mr. Mbuyane, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane. We can see it's connected. Maybe they...
He's on the platform, Chair. Ms. Yaku, Chair.
Honorable Yaku.
I'm present, Chair.
Thank you. Welcome.
Mr. McPherson, Chairperson.
Honorable McPherson.
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome.
Mr. Cuthbert, Chairperson.
Honorable Cuthbert.
Good afternoon, Chair.
Thank you. Welcome.
Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Honorable Mulder.
Good afternoon, Chair.
Thank you. Welcome.
Chair, Ms. Masani, Chair.
Honorable Masani.
Present, Chair.
Thank you. Welcome.
Those are the members currently on the platform. I think we are assisting other members to get onto the platform, Chair.
And I'm also here, Chair.
My apologies, Mrs. Hermans.
Okay.
I'm also there. I'm also present, Chair.
Oh,
Nanseli.
No, he's also present.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Can we do that? Thank you very much. Welcome, honorable members. No, thank you very much. Then, the Secretariat, I'm sure we can proceed to look at the agenda item for our discussion today. Welcome, all members.
We can, Chair.
Yes.
We will find the agenda item now, Chair.
Yes. Let me just say that the apologies, we will have to check if there's any apologies. And in the adoption, the specific issue on agenda is consideration of the criteria for the shortlisting on nominated candidates for the position of the NLC, a chairperson of the board of the NLC. So I think that's the main issue before us. I'm sure members are actually okay. Before the adoption, can I just check, Secretariat, the apologies, if ever we have any apologies?
Chair, I have not received any apologies. I assume the members are not on the platform will probably start joining us, will join us soon, Chair.
Okay.
But Mrs. Hermans, hand is raised, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Hermans.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Mantashe is traveling for medical reasons and a flight only lands at 2. So I'm sure that we will formalize it. She will formalize it with an apology to the secretary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's noted. Can I then ask the honorable members of the committee to actually approve or adopt the agenda in terms of the item before us, honorable members? It's a focus on the criteria as a specific issue? Can I get the acceptance?
Chair, hand was raised, Chair.
Honourable Hammonds.
Chair, I wish to propose the adoption of the agenda as tabled.
There's a mover for the adoption. Can I get a seconder?
Yes, Chair.
Honourable members? Yes.
Watson, Chair.
Honourable Watson.
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Let me just check if ever there's any objection. In the absence, I think we should actually be able to proceed. Let me just say the presentation that we have had relating to a process or program for the NLC chair process, we're actually looking at an issue of the criteria. We did actually ask members to actually look at what we presented, if ever there's actually any additions. And I think there was actually an addition raised by the Democratic Alliance, DA, and there were actually also opportunity given to parties to be able to speak to that issue. Assumption is that we have made a presentation on behalf of the committee, and on the basis of any amendment, parties will actually then speak to their suggested inclusion, addition, or amendment. Let me just actually then ask that secretariat, let's actually maybe pick up on where we left off in the meeting to check what you have received in terms of suggestion of members' amendment or contribution to the criteria specifically.
Chairperson, we up to date, we only received the input from Mr. Cuthbert, Chair. We didn't receive any additional input from the any other member or other members or parties, Chair. So it is to what we have presented yesterday and with Mr. Cuthbert's input, Chair. Chair, okay. What we have done, Chair, we, as Secretariat, we put those two together, if Margaret can flight it, so ease of reference and discussion, so that we can see.
So what we will be doing, Secretariat, by you actually flighting, we will then ask the DA or Honourable Cuthbert to take us through on the areas of the amendment additions in terms of the presentation into the document that we have presented to the committee secretariat yesterday. So I'm sure they then will give the floor, they will take us through, show where they want to make changes and motivate, and we'll actually then have a discussion linked to that. We will then actually ask the Democratic Alliance secretariat.
That is, if that's your proposal, Chair, Mr. Cuthbert's hand is raised. What we have in the doc is just to align the proposal of the Democratic Alliance to what we originally have, and Mr. Cuthbert to speak to his proposal, Chair.
Yeah, because obviously Mr. Cuthbert has seen the criteria before us, and Mr. Cuthbert will be actually making proposal for amendments or changes, and we'll be actually pointing out at the area and will take us through. Honourable Cuthbert, floor is yours.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. Chair, I want to just ask for your indulgence that the letter that was sent to you is read, because it removes the context away when, you know, the references to the Lotteries Act are not in place and you put the document like this. So I think for ease of understanding, it might be better if the Secretariat reads the letter. It's not a very long letter. It's about 2 days, two pages. And then once he goes through the letter, then we can see now where he's put everything versus what was put forward by the Secretariat, if that's agreeable with yourself.
Maybe it's actually, maybe in terms of the letter, the Secretariat can read the criteria specific area of your letter. Then we can actually then get you to speak to that. I'm sure that would be maybe more appropriate, other than reading the whole letter, just specific okay. issues relating to criteria, then we can actually have you motivating and actually engaging on that. I'm sure that will be in order, Honorable Cuthbert.
Yes, I'm happy with that, Chairperson.
Okay. Chair, Secretariat, I'm sure.
I'll proceed, Chair. Section 31A okay. of the Lotteries Act of 1997, referred the year after as the Act which speaks to the requirements of the NLC Board Chairperson, is broad in nature and does not detail specific educational or experiential requirements. It states, the Minister shall appoint the members of the Board, which shall consist of a chairperson, who shall be a person with applicable knowledge or experience with regard to matters connected with the functions of the Board. Therefore, we propose that the following criteria are considered in order to ensure that due diligence is performed by the Portfolio Committee during shortlisting process. Point one, a working knowledge of the responsibilities of the Board and the roles assigned to the Board Chairperson as per the Act. A minimum of a bachelor's degree in either commerce, law, social sciences, or a cognate discipline, an advanced degree would be advantageous. A strong track record of ethical leadership in the public sector and private sectors. An intimate knowledge of the way in which non-governmental organizations operate on a day-to-day basis. A credible public profile and a demonstrable evidence of having turned around failing institutions. It is our view that any of these three candidates shortlisted, I think that was a previous, referred to the Minister Patel, for decision should meet four of the five criteria as proposed. In addition, we call on the committee not to consider any individual for the position of the NLC Board Chairperson who are under investigation by the Walk Serious Economic Offence Unit and or the Presidency's Special Investigative Unit, is an existing member of the Board on account of the criminal charges laid by the Democratic Alliance in respect of the Board's failure to release beneficiary lists for several years. The Minister of Police confirmed that this matter is currently awaiting prosecution by the National NPA. Lastly, the committee needs to consider the advice given by Advocate Adikari, which noted that the committee also has no information pertaining to the financial and security vetting conducted on shortlisted candidates, as well as character references and qualification check. In lieu of this, we request that the names of all candidates for position of the NLC Board Chairperson are handed over to the State Security Agency for thorough vetting and that the results of this process are shared with members of the Portfolio Committee for their consideration. We strongly urge yourselves and fellow members of the committee to consider the above aforementioned proposal in the interest of meritocracy, openness, and transparency. I look forward to your response. Mr. Matt Cuthbert, Member of Parliament, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Cuthbert, I'm sure you can take us point by point of your 5 points in terms of the criteria, making reference to the presentation made by the Secretariat. And then we actually can pick up each of the issues for engagement when you are done. So that we just pick up from the committee what are the kind of support we do have for your proposal. Honorable Cuthbert, floor is yours.
Excellent. Thank you, Chairperson. So, Chairperson, basically the idea that that the Democratic Alliance had with this proposal was that we need some sort of, you know, general criteria that are related to this specific role in order for us to be able to shortlist candidates. Now, you'll see that we've proposed that each of the shortlisted candidates should at least have four of these five criteria. They should be able to meet them in order for them to be put forward. It's not possible that everyone may be able to reach each, but we may, you know, leave out a very strong candidate if we don't do that. You will see that these recommendations that are put forward for the criteria speak to things where the law is deficient. And you'll notice that even in the legal opinion, there was space for the committee to create its own criteria and include this because it was so unclear in the Lotteries Act itself. Now, this is definitely something that needs to be dealt with at a later stage in terms of a private member's bill or a bill submitted by the minister to allow for a more uniform process across the board. But we do believe that these accurately capture what is required of a potential NLC board chairperson. So to go through the first one, the person must obviously know, you know, what it is that this board needs to do in terms of the decisions it needs to take, what are its roles versus the executives, and also it must ensure that it understands that it doesn't need to cross, you know, a line that may hamper, you know, the separation of powers. Now, the next thing, chairperson, is obviously an educational requirement. Well, you know, tertiary education is not necessarily a sign of intellect per se. It's important that the person we have obviously has a good background in what they will be dealing with. Now, commerce, obviously, there's a large financial role that is required to be played in the role as NLC board chairperson, because it's important that you are able to ensure that your books are, you know, in order, that money is not being misappropriated. And, you know, that then moves us on to other legal qualification, where it's important to ensure that we adhere to the legislation applicable. So the Lotteries Act, that was obviously something that did not happen in the past. And that's why we needed to get, you know, legal opinions from Parliament in order to ensure that the NLC complied. And then obviously, you know, social sciences or cognate discipline, and somebody with a, you know, a master's degree or PhD should obviously be looked upon favorably, because those are highly sought after people in not only the public sector, but in the private sector. And then this person also needs to have demonstrated, you know, ethical leadership and have a track record thereof. It's very important that a person imbues this board with an ethical, you know, founding, and make sure that their behavior is beyond reproach. This is not a political, you know, decision or appointment rather, but it is, you know, a job of somebody who is there to ensure that a social need is met. And it must be important that this person is not, you know, under, you know, suspicion for corruption or any kind of dodgy dealings. And this person should ideally have, you know, rooted out corruption where they may have been in a, you know, in a previous institution and spoken out against anything that may have been wrong. And I think that's very important. Then, you know, penultimately, chairperson, this person must obviously have an intimate knowledge on the way in which non-governmental organizations operate. So they need to understand, you know, when cash flows need to be given through to the non-governmental organization. They need to understand the needs of a non-governmental organization, what checks and balances need to be put in place to ensure that, you know, NGOs are being serviced, that the requirements set for NGOs are realistic when they do apply for this kind of funding. And they need to be able to uplift NGOs and make them to be better NGOs that are able to service their communities. And I think that's very important. And then lastly, chairperson, in terms of the criteria, this person must have a credible public profile. It's got to be somebody that instills confidence in not only Parliament, but in the public. They must say, this person is really going to bring change to this institution by virtue of their track record. And they are able to, you know, stay above the fray and conduct themselves in a highly professional manner. Then two exclusions that we would like to add as criteria, chairperson, is that anybody who's currently under investigation by the SIU or the Hawks should be excluded. I mean, this can only cause further problems for the organization. It's going to further diminish the trust that the public have in this organization. And I think it's incredibly important that we don't allow anybody with a cloud hanging over their head to occupy this position, because we may find ourselves in another situation where we have leadership that, you know, brings the organization to its knees. And then, you know, we are trying to still pick up the pieces. What we're trying to do is actually fix this institution, chairperson. Then the other exclusion we are calling for, Chair, is in July of this year, I laid criminal charges against the existing board for them failing to, you know, declare the grant beneficiaries for two financial years, as well as COVID-19. Now, they were forced to comply by the minister after the fact, but they still were found to be constitutional delinquents by the parliamentary legal advisor, and also by a legal opinion that we serve, chairperson. And as much as a person is, you know, only guilty or is innocent until proven guilty, I think it's incredibly important that we don't allow for individuals who are, once again, have a cloud hanging over their head to serve in this respect, because this is only going to further taint the integrity of this institution. And then the last bit of housekeeping, chairperson, is you'll find in Parliament's legal opinion that there was no vetting or checks done or supplied to the committee when Minister Patel unlawfully conducted this process. And that's why we're calling on this committee to refer all 41 of the candidates through to the State Security Agency for them to be vetted thoroughly, for these results then to be shared with us. And if we need to invoke Rule 189 for it to be a private meeting or a confidential meeting rather, then we must do that, because I understand that there may be those provisions and we're happy to do that. But it's important that the results of that vetting are shared with us, and that, you know, we ensure that people who are found to, you know, have any skeletons in the closet by the State Security Agency are then removed from the shortlisting process. And then one last point I'd like to mention, Chairperson, is yesterday in the House, Mr. Somadodo Fikeni was appointed as a PSC commissioner. Now, he is an applicant in this particular role, and I'm not sure whether or not there's a bearing on his, you know, recent employment. If we could also just get, possibly a legal opinion on that, and also a way forward from the Secretariat. But that is pretty much our proposal. We urge our colleagues on the committee to adopt this proposal. We think it's a non-partisan, a fair, rounded proposal that we were putting forward in order to restore credibility to this particular process. And we would like to ask them to support us in this regard.
Chairperson?
Honourable Member, thank you very much. Can I actually ask that maybe we just reduce the number of points? In the vetting and other related issues, it's part of the process. It will be dealt with as part of the management of the process on our side. The issue of pending cases, I think that might be actually an issue that we actually have to look at as a separate issue out of the issues of the criteria. And I think the issue of the status of the applicants, it's an issue that should be properly covered in the process we're going to engage in, without actually having to go for a legal opinion, because every member will be vetted. Issues relating to finances and other related issues or transgression will be coming through. But the pending cases, like the case of the Democratic Alliance, it may not be an issue that we can actually deal with as a part of our program. So the focus, which one is really wanting us to deal with now, focus on the 5 points of the criteria, just to say it actually goes to which area of what it's proposed in terms of what we receive from Secretariat. Because if ever it duplicates, we should actually be able to do that. If it's a new point, we should actually be able to say it will fit in this space. But let me just check if you don't want to make any further points. But for now, let's focus on criteria. It's 5 points. And I'm not sure if ever maybe there's any addition you would like to make, just to be more specific on where you want that, because there might be other criteria issues that may be speaking to the same issue you are raising. So technically, you should be actually amending to show us the better sense of what is proposed by the DA. So maybe that's what I would like to take as a comment, but if ever you don't actually have any comment, we're actually focusing on the criteria. It's 5 points. We'll actually then invite members to comment from what you propose if you don't have any additional contribution in terms of where and how the proposal of the DA fit to what the committee received as proposal. Okay, Chair. Can I just check first with Cuthbert?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, so now what I would like to ask is, can Andre flight the document he had before where he's put the criteria against existing criteria, and let's see where we can make amendments in that way. Is that agreeable to you?
Yeah, the idea was that one assumed that you would have tried to do that with your document to the other one. That's why I asked you to actually just have your points raised. But I think you can actually be able to look at the main document and then you can speak to your points on how they fit on the document. I think we can actually do that. And then we can ask Secretariat to fly to the presentation done to the committee by the Secretariat yesterday, so that we can actually speak to those specific amendments. Then we can allow other parties to then comment, because we didn't receive any inputs from other parties, so that we can discuss and agree on the way forward. So is it possible to do that? Let's actually have the main document flighted. Then, Cuthbert, you can then take us through on where your exact proposal fits in, so that we can see how we make those amendments.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Chair, there are two members, Hand Chair, Ms. Yaku and Mrs. Herman's Chair.
Okay. Wonderful. Let me take Honorable Yaku first, and then and Herman's to follow. Honorable Yaku.
First, Chair.
Sorry. On process, Honorable Herman's. Okay, Honorable Herman's.
My point on process is that we have 30 minutes left. The DA has made its presentation. I think that's over and done with. What the Secretariat have done, they've put it together with the criteria that was tabled yesterday. So we don't have to have another presentation from the DA. I think we must go straight into discussions, because we did not get any permission to join plenary late. It starts in 30 minutes.
Okay. No, then let me take Honorable Yaku. I hear you, Hammonds. Honorable Yaku.
Yes. Thank you very much, Chair. I'm also of the view that mainly what we're here to do now is to discuss whether we agree with the DA or not. And we only have 30 minutes to discuss that.
Okay.
My issue with the DA's proposal is, one, first of all, in the criteria, it says that the member should have experience with the functions of the board, should have working knowledge, right, along with the educational requirements. Now, I'm asking, if we exclude the board members based on a DA's law case, how are we then being fair to the board to reject the DA's proposal that says that based on their accusations or law that they've taken against the board members, that we should exclude the board members, because specifically it says that the member should have experience with the functions of the board. So I don't see how we can then remove that out of the criteria if we then going to entertain that part of it. And also I wanted a clear understanding from Honorable Cuthbert with regards to the issue of educational background. I don't understand how he can say that experience is better than professional or formal education. I'm not sure if that was what he was saying, or he was adding an extra requirement in terms of the educational requirements that we need in terms of shortlisting the candidates. That's all. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay. Let me go to Herman's. Thank you, Yaku. Honorable Herman's.
Chair, shall we share the document in the, while members speak to the issues, Chair?
Yes, please.
Chairperson, if I may.
Can we just take Herman's and then we'll come back to you, Cuthbert?
Has she not spoken already, Chair?
No, Herman's has not spoken, because we're saying she wanted to contribute, and I was thinking maybe we should speak to process. We have skipped the part that you should actually speak first, but Herman's wants to contribute as Yaku, then you can actually then be able to engage. Herman's, floor is yours.
Yes, Chair, in following your instruction and given the time we have at our disposal, looking at the criteria, the five bullet points that's listed by the DA, the ANC feels that already, if you look at the first bullet points referring to the working knowledge of the responsibilities of a board, that is already covered in criteria number one as listed in our procedural document. Right, so we reject that one. The second one, asking for qualifications, we also reject because it is not stated like that in the advert. So you can't bring new criteria in where people were not asked. And in any case, the if you go to the advert, it asks people to provide proof of qualifications. So we reject that one. The next one, we also reject, Chair, the strong track record of ethical leadership in the public and private sectors or private sectors because it is already covered in number 5 in the table of criteria for shortlisting. Then an intimate knowledge of the way in which non-governmental organizations operate. This entity is not an NGO, but we do know that their mandate in carrying out their mandate, they work with NGOs, and we feel that good governance goes across, whether it's an NGO or any other institution, that's very adequately covered in number 4, that speaks to knowing how boards operate, and number 8, that speaks to the PFMA. So we reject that one also, Chair. Then, as far as the credible public profile and demonstrable evidence of having turned around institutions, we also reject because it is not the nominee's fault if he has never landed up in an organization in which he had to turn around. So I think the nominee must, in the interview process, we must make sure that they will be able to, but we can't use that to exclude them, Chair. And then, although the EFF has already rejected the second bullet point under the additional inputs by the DA about being under investigations by the SIU and the Hawks, and the second bullet point that deals with criminal charges by the DA, we reject it because we think it's unlawful, first of all, and we feel that the committee is sufficiently covered in 5.1 subsection D in this procedural document, Chair. And then, of course, we're also saying that vetting is covered in number 4 in this document, the procedural document that we looked at yesterday. That's the input from the ANC, Chair.
Okay. Chair, Mr. Mbuyane, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Chairperson, thanks once again. I think let me support our whip on these two matters. I think the one is in terms of the law, the law must be guided. All of us must be guided by the law. The presumption of innocence until proven guilty must be respected by this institution. I think I wanted to raise all of that because if you persecute people based on allegation, I think it's not fair around that process. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further hands? Then we can go back to Honorable Cuthbert. Are there any...
No further hands, Chair. Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Cuthbert.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I must tell you, aside from, you know, a couple of comments, right, I must say that I found Ms. Herman's input to be cognitively dissonant, and I'll tell you why. It's because these criteria that are generated arrived before this document had arrived. Remember, we had put in place a document when we were still under the impression that we were going to be interviewing the candidates per se, but not doing the shortlisting. And that's why this document that I put together had arrived before this document was actually put in place and was said that it will be the process document we will use to shortlist. So where there may be overlappings, fine and well, and I'm happy to accept that, Chairperson. But I really don't understand why we do not adopt the fall on my sword mentality, that we should not appoint people who are under a dark cloud of conspiracy and corruption to a position if we are trying to regain the public's trust in that institution. It's the same. It's the same kind of thing as saying, "Well, you know, we should reappoint MECs, you know, who have, you know, been tried in court for, you know, raping their daughters or whatever the case may be." I mean, how could you say, "Oh, that person hasn't been found guilty"? Still, that person has, you know, brought the institution into disrepute, and that must definitely be taken into account, Chairperson. However, regarding the criteria itself, even though the degrees and so on and so forth weren't necessarily in the initial advert, it would not make it illegal, or illegal rather, for us to be able to use that as a screening criteria. So, for instance, if we see 10 different candidates that come before us, and we see people who have obviously attained a high level of education, surely that person should be looked upon favorably for this position. And that's the point that I'm trying to make with that particular criteria. The other thing is that largely, the NLC chairperson is divorced from what happens with the licensing and the NLC's, lottery itself. It's mostly dealing with the NLDTF, which is the National Lotteries Distribution Trust Fund. And that is the money that goes to NGOs. And that's why I think there should definitely be a specific requirement about work with NGOs. And I think that it's also particularly important that the person has, you know, a credible ethical background, and that person has been able to demonstrate this over a long period of time. For the first one, I concede the point, the first criteria, that there must be a working knowledge of. If the, you know, committee feel that that's accurately captured in the document, I tend to do so too, and I'm happy to concede that point. But I urge the committee to reconsider the others. And what I would like to request, Chairperson, is that we put the proposal in the addition of these particular items one by one to the vote.
Chairperson?
Oh, sorry for that. Let me just say, noting the comments from the member, Honorable Cuthbert, I think one would like just to check if ever there's any further contribution by members of the committee, honorable members, if ever there are any further comments, because obviously there is a point of actually saying the issues are sort of covered to some extent. There are others which are not, but the proposal you got, Cuthbert, we'll actually have to get to. But let me just check who's the other member who may want to comment.
Chair, I do not know if Mr. Mbuyane didn't lower his hand or is a new hand, Chair.
Okay. Mbuyane, is it new hand or you didn't lower?
Oh, Chairperson, thank you very much. I think, Chair, we must deal with these matters quickly because we are about to reach an agreement. You say in the 5 bulletin, which one are we agreeing on, which one we are not agreeing, so that we complete this meeting. We cannot be dragged. 5 point check. Thank you.
Okay, so let me just say that there was actually a contribution, Honorable Yako. I'm not sure if ever there's any specific point you'd like to raise, and I would actually then get to a point where we'll ask Yako on areas where maybe you want to raise issues. Then we can check if ever there's agreement or no agreement. Yako, then we'll go to Honorable Hermans. Then try and actually conclude around that issue of criteria. Yako?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think we mainly agree with the content of the bullets that the committee has come with. However, the main issue that I do have is us excluding any member of the board that's had charges laid by the DA itself. I think it's quite unfair to the members of the board who have not been proven guilty by those charges. So that's been my main point, and also emphasizing on the issue of work experience, understanding the functions of the board itself and experience with the board. So I think that's one of the things that I wanted to highlight, that as the EFF, we want to say that we reject anything that's going to cast aspersions on members of the board who have not been proven guilty. Thank you very much.
Okay. So,
Mrs. Hermans?
I just want to rectify. Honorable Yaku said that the criteria of the board, these are not the board's criteria, it's the DA criteria.
No, what I'm saying is that the actual committee itself has had its own separate
criteria.
Right? That's what I'm saying. So, I'm saying that we mainly agree with the criteria of the committee itself. However, I disagree strongly with the issue where the DA has laid charges against members of the board and would then discriminate against those members of the board based on charges laid by the DA. I think it's casting aspersions, and that's what I'm saying that I don't want us to entertain at this moment. Thank you very much.
Okay, okay. Ms. Musami, Chair.
Honorable Musami. And then I'll come back to you. Yes, Musami.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think to make the matter quick and simple, let's go by point from these 5 points that the DA has given us. And like we are saying as the EFF, as my colleague has just spoken, we don't agree with the point of them casting aspersions. You're not guilty until proven guilty. And also let's be aware that the Act, Chairperson, guides us very carefully on who is capable of being a member of the board and who is capable of being a chairperson of the board. And thirdly, Chairperson, the draft that we had from the committee is quite broad and quite acceptable. I think as a committee, we can use those criteria to move forward. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Let's take the first bullet, Chair. Hermans. Honorable Hermans, what we will do then, we'll take the first bullet point and then ask from parties if ever there's an agreement or not, and then move to the next one. In that agreed, order. Chair. Honorable Hermans?
Agreed, Chair. I think we must quickly 15.
Chair, we will flight the document and then we'll move each item as proposed by the DA. And then members can then either agree or disagree. I will have to call up everybody's name, so we have to do it quick, Chair.
Okay.
Chair, I will go to the item first that's on the document is about whether the DA's proposal that any candidate who's under investigation or any existing board member who is has criminal charges been laid against them, whether they should be considered for the position or not, Chair. So we need to find out what's the position of the full committee on that. Should the committee agree to it or is the committee rejecting the proposal, Chair?
Okay. Let's actually get members of the committee if you agree to that or not.
I'll call out the names, Chair, just to make it easier. Ms. Mwatse, Chair.
Mwatse?
She has told me that she has connectivity problems, but I think she's still on the platform.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Mwiyane, Chair.
Mwiyane?
Chairperson, I think the constitution is clear on this one. Innocent is a presumption of innocence until proven guilty by the court.
You say not agreed, don't agree. Yes. Okay. Can we take the next one? Thank you, Mbuyane.
Ms. Yaku, Chair.
Chair, not agreed.
Okay, next member.
Chair is yourself and follow Ms. Mwatse, Chair.
Honorable Mwatse. Okay.
Yourself, Chair.
All right. Myself, not agreed to. Okay. Can we then actually say that it looks like Chair, there is actually. Honorable Mwatse? Honor Mwatse? Okay. So can we proceed? Can we just say the item proposed is not agreed to?
That's correct.
Then we can take the next one.
I'll go.
Take the next one.
The next point, Chair, is the issue of the minimum of a bachelor's degree in either commerce or law, social sciences or cognitive discipline, and advanced degree would be advantageous, whether the committee agrees to that proposal or not, Chair. I'll call out the names of the members, Chair. Ms. Mwatse? She has a challenge, Chair. Mr. Mbuyane, okay. Chair?
Mbuyane?
Not agree, Chairperson. Advent.
Ms. Yaku, Chair?
Honorable Yaku?
I think Honorable Cuthbert has considered that this is part of what's in the criteria anyway, so I don't see the point of accepting or rejecting.
Okay.
Abstain. Mr. Cuthbert?
Cuthbert?
It's a vote in favor of meritocracy, Chairperson.
Mr. Mulder?
Honorable Mulder?
Agree to Chair.
Okay.
Mrs. Hermans?
Honorable Hermans? Come again.
Not agreed.
Okay, thank you.
Chair. Ms. Msani?
Msani? Honorable Msani?
I don't think there are two votes.
Yeah. Ms. Msani, that's not a vote, because my apologies. McPherson?
Oh, okay. All right.
Agree.
Okay. Ms. Mutahum?
Honorable Mutahum?
Not agree.
Ms. Okay. Nonsele?
Honorable Nonsele?
Not agreeing, Chair.
Chair, okay. Yourself and Ms. Mwatse.
Are they not an alternate?
When you're not present, Ms. Yaku, Msani can vote. She's replacing you if you're not in the meeting. Then she has a vote. But when both of you are in the meeting, only your vote as full member will count.
So who is he replacing? Ms. Mantashe?
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Mwatse, Chair, and yourself?
Okay. Not agreed. What's it? Can we then proceed to the next one?
Not agreeing, Chair.
Oh,
Chair.
All right, thank you. Yes, Honorable Mwatse?
I'm audible.
No, okay. I can hear you, Chair. Now. I can hear you. Yes, and Honorable Mwatse?
Do you hear me, Chairperson?
Yes. Yes, I do hear you. I do hear you. I can hear you. Thank you.
If you come off the beach, it'll be better. Okay.
I'm not agreeing, Chairperson. I'm struggling with network here.
Okay. No, that's fine. We did hear that. Thank you very much. Can we then proceed to the next point, Secretariat?
Chair, if we go down the working knowledge of the responsibility of the board and the role assigned to the board chairs as per the Act, I think there is general consensus that is aligned already with the matter as in the criteria, Chair. So I don't think we'll have, I think Mr. Cuthbert conceded that there is the alignment. Just to verify, Mr. Cuthbert.
Agreed, Andre.
Okay. Then we'll go down to the next one, Chair.
Yes. Can take the next one.
Also, Mr. Cuthbert, there's a strong track record of ethical leadership in the public or private sector. I think there was a proposal that it deals with it already. And five chair, don't even Mr. Cuthbert want us to vote on it, or is in agreement with five as we have already have it, Chair?
Okay.
Okay, Chairperson, I do think that they are very similar, but I would like to stick with our wording on this one. That would be my proposal to the committee.
Okay, can we then go through the same process, Secretary?
Chair, yes, then I'll call on Ms. Mwatse if she's in favour of the additions that Mr. Cuthbert is proposing.
Honourable Mwatse?
Not agreed.
And next member?
Mr. Mbuyane, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Yeah, I think that one is covered. I'm not agreeing, Chair.
Thank you. Next member?
Ms. Yaku, Chair.
Honorable Yaku.
It's covered. I don't see why we should change the wording, so reject.
Thank you. Next member?
Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Honorable Cuthbert. Okay.
Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Honorable Mulder.
Chair, the two options are saying exactly the same thing, whether we reject it or not. In the end, the effect will be the same, so I agreed with.
Okay, it's just in the wording.
Mrs. Okay. Hemmings?
Honourable Hemmings?
Don't agree.
Okay.
Mr. McPherson?
Honourable McPherson?
Agree.
Ms. Mutahum?
Okay. Honourable Mutahum?
Not agreeing, sir.
Okay. Honourable Nonsele?
Not agreeing, sir.
Not agreeing.
Yourself, Chair?
Not agreeing.
Chair, then the majority has it on that matter, Chair. Then we move to the next item, Chair.
Yes.
The proposal from Mr. McPherson is that the person should have a credible public profile and demonstrate evidence of having a turnaround failing institutions, Chair. So I do not know if Mr. Carter will still stick with this additional wording or whether criteria 15 as we have it is sufficient, Chair.
Okay. Let's actually get the members. Is the 15 we have sufficient?
Mr. Cuthbert, maybe if he wants to still stick with his wording as is, or the wording of 15 as we have it originally, if that is still suffice, Chair. So otherwise, then we will have to go. But
okay, Honourable Cuthbert.
Chairperson, once again, I would suggest this particular wording. I do believe that it's more explicit than the existing wording, and I would urge colleagues to consider that.
Okay.
Can we vote on the matter, Ms. Mwatse?
Mwatse? Honourable Mwatse? Honourable Mwatse?
Mr. Mbuyani, okay. Chair.
Honourable Mbuyani?
Chairperson, thank you. I think this one is covered. Chairperson, I don't agree.
Ms. Okay. Yaku?
Honourable Yaku?
We reject, Chair.
Mr. Cuthbert?
Okay. Honourable Cuthbert?
I'm in favour of this, Chair.
Mr. Mulder?
Honourable Mulder?
Agree to, thank you, Chair.
Mrs. Hemmings?
Honourable Hemmings?
Agree.
Mr. McPherson?
Honourable McPherson?
Agree.
Mr. Okay. Mutahum?
Honourable Mutahum?
Not agreeing, Chair.
Mr. Nonsele?
Honourable Nonsele?
Not agreeing, Chair.
Chairperson yourself?
Not agreeing.
Mwatse,
yeah. Ms. Mwatse, we hear you now.
Yes, I'm not agreeing.
Okay.
Chair, can we all the criteria and the matter above has been a move, Chair, and has been, there's only one there was consensus on, and the others has been rejected, Chair. So we will so capture it in the minutes, Chair, that the proposal, except the one where they were consensus on, is it was accepted, Chair.
Okay. No, thank you very much. Can I just say for the agenda item we have, let me thank members for a...
Chairperson, there's one that...
proper engagement. Can we then actually...
My apologies, Chair. My apologies. Yes. I missed one. My apologies. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cuthbert.
Okay.
The last one, Chair. My apologies. Mr. Cuthbert raised, proposed that an intimate knowledge, the person should have intimate knowledge of the way in which non-governmental organizations operate on a day-to-day basis, Chair.
Okay.
Andre, I'm happy. I see you've put in a new wording for that criteria. I think that yours is best placed in this instance, so I would like to amend that, and I'm happy to concede that point, and I would like us to vote for that new criteria that you've put in on the left-hand side of the column.
Yeah, then the members need to also either, or we need to vote on whether the members agree to the proposal that we've put there, if that is acceptable or not.
Okay, let's actually just check. Can you speak to that quickly? It's what you have raised. Just explain quickly so that we can just check with members.
Chair, Mr. Cuthbert raised that issue, and what we just try to capture the essence of what he put there. So we put the understanding of how grant recipients NGO operate. So the committee must agree whether the proposal made by Mr. Cuthbert is accepted or not. And we just align shorten it and capture the essence of what he was saying, Chair. So the committee still needs to agree to the additional criteria, and Mrs. Hermans earlier has motivated a certain position. So I think we still need to put it before the committee if they wish to accept or reject the proposal.
Okay. Because Cuthbert has written, Hermans, if you can just repeat your position, then we can actually ask members to respond. Honourable Hermans? Yes.
Chair, with minutes to spare, the ANC is saying that number four speaks to King and Companies Act and good governance, and number eight speaks to PFMA. So we feel that those are business practices that apply across all organizations. And we say that it's unnecessary, because even though I'm a good company CEO, I can learn if there's anything that is peculiar to NGOs. So it shouldn't be an exclusionary factor. So we are saying, no, it is already covered in the criteria in four and eight.
Chair, Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Let me just get then, honourable members, because I think that's a point. Honourable Cuthbert, can I then start to check if ever there's any member who agree with the wording? I think there is a difference. Can I ask Cuthbert, can I take your comment and then let's actually speak to the committee?
So, Chair, fine and well what Ms. Herman says, right? But you're working with an organization that disperses 1.6 billion to 2 billion rand to NGOs who run soup kitchens, who run sport facilities, who run old age homes, who run drug rehabs and whatever. You need somebody that is conscientized to those kinds of things and has an understanding of those kinds of things. Now, that may have been quite a specific recommendation, but I think that this is very important considering that the work of an NGO is very different to that of a private company.
Okay.
And it would be good to have somebody who has experience on that front.
Okay. So the understanding is that it's sufficiently covered, and you say it's not in terms of the suggestion. Let's hear members, for those who actually think it's sufficiently covered in terms of the motivation of Honorable Hermans, and those who say we need to capture it with your term, with your introduction or contribution. Can I ask members, Secretariat?
Ms. Mwatse,
Honorable Mwatse? Is the issue sufficiently covered, or we need to actually engage with what Honorable Cuthbert suggests? Honorable Mwatse?
Chair, Mr. Mbuyane.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Chairperson, I think it's covered. Understanding how NLC disperses its funds for charity, not NGO. It's not an NGO.
Okay. All right. Can we take the next one? Issue covered, Mbuyane, the next member.
Ms. Yaku.
Honorable Yaku.
Chair, I don't see anything really wrong with understanding how NGOs operate. However, I think it is sufficiently covered in the experience of the functions of the board. So I think we will abstain from this one because it's just semantics, basically. It's just adding on to what is already there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can you take the next member?
Mr. Cuthbert.
Honourable Cuthbert.
Well, Chairperson, I'm obviously in favour. I didn't put my hand down the last time, but can you take this one to a vote?
No, we're taking a decision now. Yeah. You actually say you will be in favour, and then let's take the next one.
Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Honourable Mulder.
Thank you, Chair. There's definitely a higher standard attached to the proposal of the DA, so I will vote in favour for it.
Okay.
Mrs. Hermans, Chair?
Honourable Hermans.
Not in favour. Mr. McPherson, Chair?
Honourable McPherson.
Agree.
Ms. Mutawung, Chair?
Ms. Mutawung?
Not in favour, Chair.
Mr. Nonsele,
Chair? Honourable Nonsele?
Not agreeing, Chair.
Okay, Chair, next.
Yourself, Chair, Ms. Mwatse, if she's...
Not in favour. And then Honourable Mwatse? connectivity challenges. Can I actually ask then we then proceed? And then actually that concludes the issues we needed to look at in terms of criteria. I'm sure it does actually assist with the Secretariat's process on what on the program that we agreed upon yesterday. Yes. So unless maybe there are any issues around announcements, Secretariat?
Chair, what we'll do, Chair, we will then circulate the final list of the criteria to members, and that will assist them in shortlisting as agreed to by the committee. So that will be will guide the committee going forward, Chair. Chair, also, obviously, we will communicate. I assume this will be our last meeting, and then we'll communicate with members any programming matters when it's finalized, Chair.
Okay, thanks very much. Can I just thank all the members of the committee for their, very positive contribution. Maybe thinking that this might be our last meeting, please look after yourself, be safe, and actually make sure that others are safe around you. And I'm sure we'll actually be able to meet soon and do actually the work moving forward. So thank you very much. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Long live the chair, long live.
Long live the chair.